Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio, and it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's my pleasure to be anywhere today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, oh God, little did I know that last September, when you commanded me to bring prayer each morning, what events would take place here in America and around the world. In my mind, I was simply thinking of the hate and the evil in D.C. and the corruption of those against your people, the failing hearts and the morals of this nation. Oh, but you see all and know all. You knew then we would be here today in this nation, slowing down and trying to avoid a virus, to avoid death. Little did I know, but Father, oh, how thankful I am for you. Thankful for you bringing me to prayer each day. Thank you for watching over the nations everywhere and yet placing me here. I have prayed each day that you will protect the president from the hate that surrounds him. I believe you have done that. I ask unendingly that you move through this president and vice president. Give them wisdom in this time where so many are in fear and panic. The Lord, I also ask that you put your peace and calm in the people, that they can weather this storm of the unknown and draw closer to you. May this be America's faith awakening and coming back to you. While America is and never has been perfect, we were once a nation recognized for our Christian faith. We are no longer really seen that way, or we have shamed the persona of that. May today we all pray and believe in your word and follow your ways. And believe it when your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. Oh, the coronavirus should be a humbling experience for all of us. It is an invisible monster, but you, O God, see it quite clearly. May we see the wickedness of our hearts and pray for forgiveness and stand not on the right or the left, but in your righteousness and bring America home. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. When I did my Experiencing God study by Henry Blackaby, something that stuck in my brain and in my heart was a comment, and I can't quote it for verbatim, but it says, it was, and I'm going to say perhaps for such a time as this, before change happens, there is always a large event, usually devastating or tragic, but it can be anything that brings your life to a halt or a wide turn in the road. Death, divorce, loss of a job, a diagnosis, loss of a home through fire or natural disaster, perhaps even a birth of a child, which changes life for sure. A car wreck or an accident. We've all had moments of some kind in our lives that forced us to change our directions. Well, regardless of the outcome of this virus attack, for such a time as this, how will you react? I'm glad today to have Melody on the air with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and she's not going to be able to spend the entire hour with us today. She is so busy. But I wanted to bring her on board. I've been kind of saving things, and it's been changing pretty much every minute and every hour, Melody. But thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Well, always. I think conversation is important. If people have questions and so forth, you know, I really do encourage them to, you know, call in and ask those questions, because everybody has questions, particularly when it comes to, you know, your finances and, you know, the gold and silver areas and so forth. An update on the markets. Product is beginning to get tight. You know, we always talked about product getting tight. We always talked about, you know, dealers would be shutting down. They wouldn't be selling product. They'd be holding their product and so forth. But it was always with the anticipation of gold prices rising and silver prices rising. We didn't know we'd be doing it to the downside. But, oh my goodness, I know. It will reverse because, I mean, if you look at the percentage of how much the paper markets have dropped, gold has been a great performer. I mean, yes, it's down, but what would you rather do, lose, you know, 30, 40% of your money or 2 and 3%? And that's really the how you have to look at these things. And there will be shortages, and I do believe there will be people won't be able to buy it because you're going to have dealers across this country. And it's been in my thoughts, how long do I continue to process orders? You know, it's something that everybody has to talk about. I can receive bank wires. I can do drop ships. So we're going to continue with those. But the question comes, when do we, you know, make changes even to our business, even though, you know, we're swamped? Even though I don't have time, if I work 24 hours, I wouldn't be able to return all the phone calls.
Well, we were discussing today even about the post office, you know, the letters and where they come from and how we might need to worry about who's touched them and what's going on here and there. Of course, we went through this when we had the scare of the poisonous powder in the mail and that kind of thing. But
this is totally different.
It is totally different.
This is totally different, and there, to me, there is really no comparison.
And in this, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No.
I was going to say, in this little bitty town, we just were informed that the bank's only letting one person in the building at a time, customers. So everybody's making adjustments.
The drive-thru is open, but the drive-thru.
There is a drive-thru is open, yes. But when you have to sign something, we had somebody that needed to do like a... what do you call it when they have to have the...
Notary public.
Thank you. Notary public. And so you can
I
only do it
I
one at a time.
I wish I had a little voice come on when I couldn't think
you know,
of
you know, like when you get as old as me.
Hi, Melody.
I want one of those.
Meet Rudy. Well, we wish we could clone him and make lots of him because he's really been so gracious and helpful here. And he pops in my head every now and then.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I hear voices, but they don't tell me anything constructive.
Oh, that's too good. Oh, honestly. Well, in the last little bit of this segment here, I'm going to let you just kind of take most of this since you have to leave today. And tell us right now in the last minute, we've got to go into a break here, what you think we should do, and then we'll prop that up in the next segment.
Well, you know, a lot of people that have financial paper market, have paper investments and so forth, they might be selling, but they're keeping it in cash. And I think that's the worst thing that you can do because this is all going to go full circle. Everything that we have talked about for years and years and years and years, this is what we've talked about. We've talked about, and it is important. It will affect the dollar. You can't print. They put in $1 trillion in the repo market overnight. That's just one program that they're doing. The deep system, the foundation, is that's what they're fixing. That's what they're trying to keep together with the glue of all these financial gimmicks that we've seen before. But,
and didn't work.
I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but I don't think it's going to work this time. There's too much debt.
And I was thinking about something. I hear music, but I was thinking about something yesterday when I knew you were coming on today. And well, actually a lot lately of what you said. If something happened, we really are thankful that President Donald Trump is the one in charge because we think he'll do a better job of getting us through it. If that's at all possible. I think we'll get through it. I think we will. And I think if we're wise, we'll... Oh, We got to go. You're listening to CST Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Get violent over here.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think everyone's afraid to call in. They're throwing questions at me over here or something they want you to comment on Facebook. So here comes one. He says to ask Melody if the repo market has replaced playing the float in banking.
Replace the float in banking? I mean, they've always had repo. The repo market was always there. But what it is, they didn't have, I mean, the rates began to, the system broke back in September when the Fed started pumping money into the overnight lending. And it was only supposed to go on for 2 weeks. Then it went on for a month, and the numbers continued to increase, and now we're up to $1 trillion overnight. That is the overnight lending that businesses use that money on a short-term basis to conduct their business. And they've even extended the terms on those markets. You know, it was, you know, they would borrow it and pay it back in, I don't know, whatever term was agreed upon, 24, 48 hours or whatever. Now I've seen somewhere it's extended for a month and maybe even longer because I haven't, you know, I actually kept up on some of those numbers. So, I mean, this is a very big deal. From what I understand, the banks, it's fractional reserve banking. I mean, the banks are having a difficult problem. Just like what you said, Beth, they're closing their, you know, one at a time inside. This is all going to create a run on the banks. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually, you know, when the bank starts restricting. And so it's just a combination of all the 2008 financial bailout programs are coming into effect again.
And I think
we're just starting.
Oh, yeah, this is just starting.
Mnuchin came out and said 20% unemployment. I'm sorry. If he says 20%, that actually means 30 or 40%.
Right.
Because it's government
numbers.
Of them,
they don't count. Oh, yes. I was going to say, there's a whole bunch of them, they don't count.
and the thing of it is, and I don't mean to be negative here or anything,
I don't think in the last
financial crisis, the president didn't have much to say. The president can't control this. What's going to happen is you're going to have Wall Street, you're going to have the multinational corporations, they're going to bring in Goldman Sachs, they're going to bring in everybody, the bankers and everything. They will do whatever needs to be done in order to, you know, protect their assets.
Yeah.
That's what it's done. That's what they did in 2008. They brought in Goldman Sachs. They brought in this. And Bush really didn't have anything to do about it. It was Bernanke, the printing, and everything. So,
I don't mean to be doom and gloom either, but I think this is going to be worse.
Oh, this is going to be 10 times. I mean, we're actually seeing it. And it's really kind of exciting.
I'm feeling the same way. I'm glad you said that because I've almost felt like a bad person because, you know, I know that the road ahead, the path is going to be very difficult, but it's almost exciting because what's going to happen? If we play this out correctly, we could end up in a better place at the end.
I don't believe it's
going to be rough getting there. You don't think so? You don't think America's going to survive this? You think it's the finish of the nation?
I believe that this has been in play. I mean, we've talked about this being in play for 25 years. And it's almost frightening to me that it is almost directly to the playbook that we have talked about for so many years. And I really do believe, I mean, taking the virus aside, that is very serious. I don't believe the numbers. I think everybody has to pay attention, not only take care of you, not even think about yourself, but think about other people around you. I mean, we cannot be that selfish. And we have become a very selfish nation.
Yes,
it's all about us. It's all about me. Mm-hmm. And I'm healthy and I don't worry. No, you can't think that way. And yes, I know all the stories. I know, you know, the creations. I know all of that. That's a sign. I can't do anything about that. All I can do is help people also prepare. So yeah, I think it's not exciting. It's probably the wrong word. It's fascinating. We have a global economy. The world is shutting down. I can't even explain how powerful that is and to the repercussions. I believe what is happening in Italy, I think that will bring down the European Union. When you look at their debt, their yields are beginning to rise. They were already in a worse place case scenario than Greece was. You have Germany. I mean, my gosh, if you looked at their stock markets, and it's how much can they? They've already were pumping. Everybody thinks we had a great economy before this hit. But look at the amount of stimulus that was coming from the Federal Reserves and from governments around the world to bring it up to some degree. Now how much do you think they're going to have to put in there? It's not going to work.
Well, and how can a stimulus work? Really, right now.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work anyway, but right now you can't even, other than ordering online, you can't go anywhere to spend that money, which is what they want you to do. All you can do is try to pay your bills.
Any money that comes from the government, you know, $1,000 or whatever, it's not coming from the government. It's coming from the taxpayers.
Absolutely.
And number two, that money isn't going to go into the economy. It's going to go to rent. It's going to go to your power companies. It's going to go to your car payment. It's not going to be spent in the economy. So how much money, you know, so all that has, when we haven't even gotten to the oil markets, what's that going to do to that industry? So not just here, but around the world. I mean, this is, when you look at what Saudis did when Russia and then had their little spat, and they haven't kissed and made up yet.
No, they haven't.
That's all.
They probably won't.
They did that intentionally. That's, you know, Russia's looking out for them. The Saudis are looking out for them. Everybody is now beginning to look out for themselves. And unfortunately, it's in a situation where everything is, you know, not a happy situation. So this is fascinating, but bar none, you're going to see programs. And you're right. I think to some degree you're right. I think there's going to be two choices. But I don't know when those choices are going to be made. I do believe that elections could possibly be postponed. We've heard stories like that for 30 years, and I never believed them. I never believed one of them. It's very possible this time. So, and that is not good.
No, it's not good.
It's not good. So it's, and nothing, you can, the mass of people that you can move to any one direction, the one emotion that you use is fear. And baby, there's a lot of fear out there of the unknown because we don't know anything.
We don't know. We're learning. They're learning more about it, but they still don't know. In fact, you know, before we were told those masks don't do you any good, don't use the masks, don't buy the masks, you're keeping them out of the medical hands, you know. And then yesterday, they're saying the medical field and the government has asked all the construction businesses to give the local hospitals their masks. And, of course, we know that the hospitals need the masks. And then I read something, just a headline today that said, it is in the air. You can breathe it. You know, so you know, this thing may be, it may be, what they call it, mutating. It may become something else. You know, we just don't know. So, the majority of people will be okay, but
I mean, I have talked to doctors and I have talked to, and so forth. And, you know, this isn't to be taken lightly.
No.
It isn't. And unfortunately, we get all kinds of bad news. We get all kinds of hype. We get all kinds of things for one reason or another, and all common sense is thrown out the window. People panic. I've seen it. I said on my Monday program, stop panicking.
Yes.
You know,
stay calm.
Sit back, take a deep breath, and do what you need to do, and be done with it. I mean, our listeners and we should be the most prepared of all.
Should be.
You know?
I want to give. I know you have to leave, but I want to give your number. We haven't done that, and people are kind of hunkering down. 1-800-375-4188 is Melody's number. Give her a call. Go ahead.
And really send us emails if you have questions. Don't call.
Okay. Okay. DGScoins.com.
Go ahead. They can send emails to discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
All right. We'll give that again. Thank you, Melody.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
We'll have you back here in a couple of weeks. All right. Thank you. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is an exciting time interesting time. Take note, we've never gone through anything like this before. Hope we never do again. But we got to stay calm, America, and hang together, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE
StrayTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have a couple of phone calls. Melody had to leave us, but we're going to go to Betty in Missouri. Betty, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. I want to comment you on having her on today.
Thank you.
Because people basically are kind of, they just don't realize the importance of what she's been talking about.
Oh, exactly.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
She's just really right on with so many things, and people don't realize that we're living on paper and credit cards. That's basically what people have been living on. And they don't realize that they can lose their power, their electrical power, their heating sources, everything if this stretches out for a long time. And two, I don't know about you, but I believe that the country's leaders really, at this point in time, don't know enough about this virus to even give us a clue on what to do. Because
I think
I have a friend that's with the CDC in Atlanta, and I can't mention her name because she's not supposed to talk to people, but it's a lot worse than they're telling us.
Mm.
It's a lot
worse. I know it is, or they wouldn't be shutting everything down. New York would not be shutting everything down unless this was bad. And neither would, you know, those bars on St. Patty's Day would not have been shutting down if this wasn't bad. And so we do know the green beer once a year people, you know, they lost out yesterday. So they had to get it on the run, I guess. But
I just hope
bad.
There are a lot of people listening today because they need to hear what she was saying. They need to hear what you say every day because it's just right on. And, you know, I see a lot of good out of people, but that's because right now it hasn't hit the bottom.
And when
it
does, we're going to see the evil.
And it will. We're going to see all the adverse effects of human nature. I don't know how else to put it. You know, I'm
that's
a believer.
Very good way. That's a very
and,
good way to put
our
it.
Our church shut down. For our church to shut down, it's the biggest in the city. And we had over 1,000 children coming for Wednesday night and had to shut it down.
You know, I have sons in the ministry, and of course, coming into the Easter celebrations, you know, it's a big thing. And there's a lot of people go to church then. That's the only time in the year they go to church. And it's kind of emotional, you know, because they look forward to that in a way that they can share and to those who they haven't been able to share with. It's a good time for the church when they come together and they celebrate what we celebrate every day, you know, the resurrection and life, new life. Yeah. And the churches that appearingly are going to be shut down through Easter. And so it's, you know, it's times that we need to take serious, but we need to stay calm. And maybe we need to get on our knees a little more, Betty. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I told my producer, you're always my shot in the arm. I appreciate it so much. I need it. People don't realize how much I need that. Thank you. God bless you. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Thank you. Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today? Oh, Tim hung up. Okay. Tim gave up on me. All right. Well, Tim was the one with the comment about the banks and stuff during the first segment. So many things I want to share with you. I was reading all these articles, and I believe that we're going to see some really rough times. We don't know. We don't know that for sure, but we need to prepare for it. And Melody's been singing that song for a long time, that we need to be prepared as a people, as individuals, as communities. We need to be prepared. And you know what? We've been like the tortoise and the hare. And many of us haven't done it. Well, no, that's the grasshopper and the ant. And then the grasshopper didn't do what he needed to do. And then he wanted the ant to help him. We're going to go to Neil, I think you said, didn't you? Neil in Iowa, Neil in Missouri or in Illinois? I've got two Neils. Neil, how are you today?
Yeah, this is Neil in Missouri.
Gotcha.
Okay, I just wanted to offer the simple solution that the Bible offers for this coronavirus deal. Revelation 18:4, come out of my people that you be not partaker of her sins, nor receive of her plagues. You want to avoid the plague? Get out. And there's plenty of places in this country to go to. You know, Missouri Ozarks being one of the best. You know, that's where we're located. So, you know, just get out of the system. Get away from people. You don't have to deal with their plagues or their sins.
Hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we know that some people are doing that. They're trying to escape. So it's a time when people have to take charge. They have to take charge of their own lives. Not ignore everything around you, but take charge of your own life. And
be
thoughtful of others as well. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Neil.
Responsibility. Sure.
We have to, as a nation, come back. We have to have that awakening and coming back to the Lord. And we have to be sorry. I think just praying it and saying it doesn't mean you feel it. So we got to really be humbled and sorry for what we do, for where we have gone with this nation and as a people. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it so much. We have Tim in Iowa back on the line. Tim, you gave up on me earlier. What's on your mind?
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, in the boonies, sometimes the cell goes out on you. So.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you just hung up on me.
I wanted to explain a little something because I had the question about playing the float. And it just dawned on me when Melody talked about the repo market. It just dawned on me right then. My gosh, 40 years ago, I was in the banking industry. And I'll tell you how, and it was a small town bank, and they weren't owned by a big conglomerate or anything like that, a big national banking chain. And I remember we used to play the float. Now, what the float is, remember when you had savings accounts and checking accounts and they were separate?
Yes.
Right? Now we got interest with checking, right? Checking with interest, right?
Some do, yes.
Yeah. Well, the old days, there was no such thing as checking with interest. And what
Correct.
You would do is, of course, your savings account and your trust accounts are your have-tos. They're your reserves. You have to save that much money in the bank to pay that in case somebody wants to come in and get their money. So deposits are critical. So a lot of times you'd end up with deposits coming in that were more than the actual amount of your reserves, which a healthy bank, that happens every day. So the difference between the reserves and the deposits for that day was what you'd call, would be the float. And what you'd do with that float, that gap in there, and that can be several million dollars. That gap, you would call the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and you'd buy some treasuries on the overnight market, and then you turn around and sell them the next day and cover whatever your shortage is or anything, and your bank would make money on that. So looking at the repo market the way it is now, when you go to sell that, you're actually losing money when you're selling the treasury back. And that's a complete reversal. That tells me the reserves aren't very solid on a lot of banks.
No, they're not. They're not. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the call and explanation on that. Really quick, we're going into a break. We have Laura from Missouri. Really quick, Laura. I'm sorry to put you on that.
Put me in a real quick one. Thanks, Bethann.
Sorry.
Okay. There's a really easy way to get out of their system. You get yourself back to a state citizen status. It gets you out of the republic. Revoke. It gets you back to the republic, out of the democracy that they are, what they're calling everything now. And you revoke the election through the Secretary of Treasury and the Secretary of State, the U.S. Secretary of State. You get your state citizen passport, and it will open up your world because it frees you from that U.S. citizen trap that they want everybody to be in.
Yeah, that was a whole show. We should have done a whole show on that. Thank you, Laura. We're headed into that break. I apologize for that. We will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have to apologize to Laura. I had no idea her message was going to be so long. I was told she was going to tell us how to get off the grid. And there are lots of things that we need to do, but people, more than anything, I think we need to get on our knees. And Laura Ingraham said that last night. I think Americans need to do some praying. It's not just government, my friends. It's our hearts. Whether we're called a republic or a democracy or words, whether you have Christ in your heart and eternal life is something altogether different. A nation that is okay with killing its young. How are we any different than those pagan nations that sacrificed virgins and volcanoes and how are we any different? We're not. I have an article here that I wanted to share, and I wished I could have done that during the time that Melody was on. It's written by Kevin Porteous, and it's titled The Pitiless Crowbars of Events Are Teaching Us Again. And he mentions the things that Melody had said. He said, after more than a week of full-blown coronavirus panic, a number of salutary lessons have already been placed before us. If we would notice them, governors are enacting questionable orders in face of the panic. And on Monday, The Hill reported that the Senate is considering yet another economic stimulus package. It goes all of 2008-2009, because that worked so well the last time. He says, The last thing the country needs is more cronyism, corruption, and wasted money. The Federal Reserve has helpfully shown us what government by expertise means in practice. The Fed last week slashed interest rates in the name of propping up the economy. The result? The markets tanked. So Sunday, the central bank did the same thing. And wouldn't you know it, we got the same result. What's insanity? He goes through here and he explains the things that we have done and what has happened, and now here we are doing it again. How serious is this? It's serious. But when you see your Congress and they're passing bills and they're pumping it up to get their agendas through because they think this is all going to be just fine. They'll be just fine because we've made millionaires out of them. And they've made paupers out of most of the people in the United States. I have another article that I'll place these on Facebook. I know some of you aren't there, and I would encourage you, especially in these times, that don't hate the Internet. Be cautious, but don't hate the Internet. And these articles that I'm talking about here, they are both from the website AM Greatness. Stands for American Greatness. AM Greatness. And the one is about what China has planned. Whether they plan the coronavirus against the world or not is of little significance at this point. But what they have planned for after the virus or during the virus is very significant. And it's not good. They want world dominance. I don't know how else to put it. In the markets and everywhere else. And we have been stupid enough, me and Congress, to give them all, and Wall Street, and the Chamber of Commerce, to give them, to be dependent on them. We don't know how this is going to end, but it will end. Where will we be on the other side of this? I don't know. I want to believe that if we do things in a different way, which right now we're not, that America could end up a lot stronger and wiser. So, a couple of weeks ago, someone posted on Facebook, "Don't judge an event while it's still happening." And I told you earlier this week, America must stay calm. And I've written a little verse about that. America must stay calm. America must stay the course. America will conquer and be stronger if we do. The road to and from will be paved with disruptions and sacrifices. Perhaps very hard lessons learned. America, stay calm. America, stay the course. America will conquer and be stronger. That wasn't necessarily what Melody was trying to share with us. But even in slavery, if you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you're a free man or woman. There's a country song out right now, and it talks about the monsters. I killed my first monster when I was 7 years old. He melted like butter in my bathroom's 60-watt bulb. Kept a 3-cell mag light from Daddy's workshop drawer under my pillow, and I'd pull it like a sword. Ever be afraid of anything? I don't like the dark, and I'm a grown woman. But he goes on in this song, and he says, "Anymore when I'm a restless feeling keeps me up at night. Falling on my knees is my new turning on the light. I keep my faith intact, make sure my prayers are said, because I've learned that the monsters ain't the ones beneath the bed." This is your time, America, to do what is righteous. Not right or left, but what is righteous in the sight of the Lord. It doesn't mean go and hide in a basement. All those out there that are preppers, this is your moment. You're prepared. Are you going to hide from your neighbor, or are you going to share? I'm going to give the phone number, if I can find it here, for My Patriot Supply. Now, I just went on their website, and they've got a 12-week delay. they have been so overwhelmed. But here is their phone number, 888-394-0964. That's 888-394-0964. You tell them Beth Ann sent you. America, are you feeling restless? Well, instead of using that nightlight, we need to fall on our knees and turn to the Lord. Don't think you're not capable. Don't think that the Lord hasn't put you in place where you're supposed to be. The book of Esther is not a story of romance and a young girl who became a queen. It's a story of human and sex trafficking and a young woman who saved a nation. Was she qualified? Henry Blackaby said the reality is the Lord never calls the qualified. He qualifies the called. America is called. You are called right now. If you are a Christian and you're listening, you are called right now to prayer. When Melanie said that it collapsed in September, and I thought, oh my Lord, He called me to prayer in September for such a time as this to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?